This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The UN Security Council's deadline for Iran to suspend some nuclear activities has passed, and Iran has ignored it. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran continues to enrich uranium, although in very small amounts. And Iran's president says his nation will not buckle to pressure. U.S. and European officials said they will meet next week to discuss what to do next. We have two reports, beginning with NPR's Mike Schuster.
In late July, the UN Security Council gave Iran until today to suspend its uranium enrichment activities or face possible mandatory punitive measures. Last week, Iran said it is willing to undertake serious negotiations on all aspects of its controversial nuclear program, but it did not address directly the demand to suspend uranium enrichment. Today in Tehran, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was quoted as saying the Iranian nation will never abandon its right to peaceful nuclear technology. Ahmadinejad also appeared on nationwide television. The roots of the problem are that the heads of America want to resolve issues worldwide through using force, arms, and bombs, Ahmadinejad said. Everyone should know, he said, that the Iranian nation will not yield to pressure over its rights. The UN Security Council had also asked the International Atomic Energy Agency to provide it with a report on Iran's nuclear activities, and that report surfaced today. The IAEA, which has been carrying out regular inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities, confirmed Iran tested a pilot cascade of 164 gas centrifuges in June and July. This is the technology that produces enriched uranium. The IAEA said Iran had produced small amounts of low-enriched uranium and had resumed that activity a week ago. Low-enriched uranium can be used for fuel in nuclear power plants, but uranium must be enriched to a much higher level if it is to form the core of a nuclear bomb. The IAEA also reported that Iran is continuing construction of various other nuclear facilities. The agency said Iran had not provided it with all the documentation, nor allowed all the inspections it would like, to verify that Tehran is pursuing a purely peaceful nuclear program. By all accounts, Iran's uranium enrichment work is still very limited, behind schedule, and possibly plagued by technical problems. During a speech in Salt Lake City, President Bush cited Iran's nuclear ambitions and its support for Hezbollah in Lebanon and called Iran a grave threat.
It is time for Iran to make a choice. We've made our choice. We will continue to work closely with our allies to find a diplomatic solution. But there must be consequences for Iran's defiance, and we must not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon.
Already, a meeting has been scheduled for next week, possibly in Berlin, that will bring together the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China to discuss what to do next about Iran. At the United Nations today, the American ambassador, John Bolton, insisted there is no doubt Iran is seeking a nuclear bomb, and he called on the Security Council to begin consideration of possible economic sanctions.
The report, short and to the point, concludes that after all these years of trying, the IAEA is still unable to confirm the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Now, in the language of the IAEA and the international system, that's a red flag.
At the moment, though, concerted action against Iran seems unlikely. Senior officials in France and Germany have expressed dissatisfaction that Iran let the UN deadline pass. But Russia has already said it favors further negotiations with Iran. U.S. officials, including Ambassador Bolton, have already declared that if all the members of the Security Council can't support sanctions, the U.S. will seek to pull together an ad hoc coalition that can. At this point, though, only the mildest pressure on Iran is under consideration, such as travel restrictions on Iranian officials connected with its nuclear program and the freezing of certain Iranian assets held in foreign banks. Mike Schuster, NPR News.